The FBI has disclosed that 184 laptop computers and 449 guns are missing from its inventory. One of the missing computers contains classified information about two closed investigations, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
According to a law enforcement source, one missing computer has classified information about two espionage investigations, both of which are closed. The computer contains information pertaining to the case of Aldrich Ames, a former CIA officer who spied for the Soviet Union. The information reportedly relates not to what Ames knew, but to what the FBI knew about him, and the source says there's no evidence that any new information has been compromised. In addition, the FBI says three other computers that are unaccounted for may contain classified information on other investigations. The FBI is trying to determine if the computers really are missing, and if so, whether the investigations are open or closed. There was bad news about guns as well. The FBI acknowledged that an inventory showed that 449 guns have gone missing over the past decade. Most are sidearms, but some shotguns and submachine guns are also missing. About 180 of the firearms were stolen from an agent's car or house, and one was used to commit a homicide. Of the rest, nearly 70 disappeared when an agent retired or was fired from the FBI. If the former agents do not or cannot turn in their guns, the Bureau will launch a criminal investigation. In the case of each of the 184 missing laptops and the missing firearms, the Bureau has opened an investigation and is tracing the exact whereabouts from the time it was issued. All of this comes at the worst and best time for the FBI. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee conducts the second of a series of hearings about how the FBI is run. Critics say there's been a pattern of shoddy management in the past few years. There were the 4,000 documents in the Timothy McVeigh case, documents which should have been turned over to the defense, but which showed up just before his execution date. Then there's the case of Robert Hansen. The former counterintelligence expert at the FBI spied for Moscow since at least 1985, and critics wonder how the FBI could let Hansen go undetected for the better part of 15 years. The timing of the revelations could also benefit the Bureau. By revealing this embarrassing information now, the FBI is essentially clearing the decks for the new FBI director to come in. Prosecutor Robert Mueller has been nominated, and one point in his favor is he's considered a good administrator. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.